Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So as I've always said, don't wait till the last minute. Don't put off tomorrow what you could do today. Tens of thousands of pharmacies have been affected by this alleged cyber attack that occurred yesterday. We are not sure if it's related to the power outage where 70,000 plus individuals had issues with their cell phones and their phone provider. They believe the issues are separate. In fact, I think the phone companies were saying it was a software glitch, that it wasn't necessarily a cyber attack. But from the pharmacy side of things, with what happened yesterday, it is being reported as a cyber attack. In fact, United Healthcare says it's from a, quote, suspected nation state. So your guess is as good as mine. Does that mean China? Does that mean Russia? Iran? So a cyber attack now has left tens of thousands of pharmacies impacted. Apparently it was a hack that started on Wednesday. And so where the issue was is pharmacies couldn't process your prescription through insurance. Now, in the olden days, there wasn't insurance. You would go to the pharmacy, you'd like, here's my $1. When things were that cheap, can I get my prescription? Can I get my cough medicine? The pharmacist would hand you that, take the cash, say thank you, and all was good. But now that we have this ridiculous system where you pay an insurance company, you tell the insurance company, hey, bro, can you go ahead and then cover me for this and negotiate for me? I'll pay you whatever you ask. You just tell the pharmacist that whatever $25 charge they're going to charge me, knock it down to $20, whatever. Then the pharmacy says, okay, I'll give you your prescription once I talk to this middleman. I really can't stand the middleman. I get some prescriptions out there of thousands of dollars, like these weight loss drugs, and we're very grateful insurance companies are there. But I do not like the fact that we just don't have that direct-to-consumer access that I think many people need, and we have this big middleman, and a cyber attack such as this prevents people from getting their prescriptions because they just can't pay the cash price. Prescriptions an hour are getting ridiculously expensive. So just to give you a little bit more information here, we're having multiple media outlets talk about this. The FBI and Homeland Security is apparently investigating the cyber attack. There right now is no evidence that the cell phone issues and the pharmacy issues are related. United Health said its Change Healthcare unit, which processes prescriptions to pharmacies across the country, was compromised by a, quote, suspected nation-state-associated cybersecurity threat actor. So when we call somebody a son of a blank, they call them actors. Okay, so we're not talking about Brad Pitt or anything like that. CVS Health has over, I think, 9,000 pharmacies, said the hack, according to Daily Mail, meant in some cases unable to process insurance claims. I think CVS was still able to function, but there were other pharmacies that couldn't, that had to. In fact, I got alerts. I think there were some pharmacies at Costco and Publix and a whole slew of them that were having difficulty processing prescriptions. Walgreens serves about 9 million customers, said only a small percentage of their prescriptions could be affected, and that the company had safeguards in place to still process and fill them with minimal delay or interruption. So Publix, I know there were issues because I had some patients with Publix and we couldn't get them filled, but Publix had said there is a nationwide disruption. Other companies like GoodRx, Blue Cross Blue Shield in Montana also had flagged potential disruptions. And so, you know, I believe this is going to be rectified soon, if not already, but it shows how vulnerable we are. And our healthcare system is extremely vulnerable to cyber attacks now that we went from old school pen and paper to everything digitalized. And I don't understand why we don't have very easily that pivot or that switch where, okay, computers are down, let's just do this. And it's almost as if we'd rather just rely on the computers and let the computers document everything. It protects us from liability, and patients will just have to wait because that's just the way we do things. And I'm very frustrated. Maybe it's because I'm of that age, Generation X, where I saw old school and I see new school, and I'm like, old school wasn't that bad. I mean, we could fill prescriptions by hand. We could write orders on a piece of paper, get those orders filled, initialed, and then eventually rescan them or input them into a computer. But we are seeing time and time again hospital systems, medical systems, pharmacies crippled by something happening to their tech or their computer. And as I've said, medicine and the human bodies, they don't give a damn about Wi-Fi and routers and RAM and gigabytes. They don't care. If your body needs a prescription, they need a prescription. And these pharmacies, kudos to pharmacies like CVS and Walgreens and everybody trying to make sure that they could still, you know, help the patients out. But, you know, we think we're getting smarter and smarter when it comes to tech. And there are other individuals out there that can very easily get into a very highly secured system. Okay, United Healthcare's prescription system is, you know, I should be pretty tough to hack. And the fact that somebody could do it, and we've heard reports throughout the decades of the Senate getting hacked, the CIA, Sony, you know, then it shows that we can be hacked by anybody. And we need to maybe rethink the vulnerability and what we have linked to this. Now, I mean, people getting my date of birth and birthday, we understand there's already tons of identity fraud. And luckily, there's now avenues, if you think somebody stole your identity, for you to take. You know, there's footprints or on your web searches and on your computers. And so it's a little easier to prove something wasn't you. But the real matter at hand is when we have people who are sick and hospital systems and pharmacies get attacked, care is delayed, and it could be life-saving care. And so we need to do a better system, or we need to say, who cares if we're hacked? Let's just move on. We got pencils. We got paper. We could do this. 1-877-DOCTALLY. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So a few weeks ago, I told you that I had watched a video from the 1960s showing the physical fitness of school kids. And man, you thought at first you were looking at a military boot camp video. Seeing kids in uniforms, they were workout clothes, t-shirts, shorts, climbing walls, jumping over things, swimming. And you're like, wow, which branch of the military are these guys in? It was a public school, just a typical public school. And Lyndon B. Johnson had introduced physical fitness guidelines. It was called the Presidential Physical Fitness Test. And if you went to public school between 1966 and 2012, you had it. I'm not sure why it got stopped in 2012. But I remember having to do it in the 80s. I had to run a mile. I had to do sit-ups, pull-ups. I don't know if I had to do any rowing or sit and reach. But you would get awards if you came out in the top 15%. And if you didn't, I remember passing. I'm not sure what happened to the kids who didn't pass. As I've said before, if we have academic remediation, why aren't we having physical fitness remediation? There's coaches. Let those kids work with the coaches every day. Get themselves into shape. Running, lifting, get themselves conditioned until they can pass certain tests, assuming they don't have any physical disabilities. But the test was introduced by President Lyndon Johnson in 1966 amid Cold Era worries that America's youth was not fit enough for military service. Now, fascinating that in the 60s, they were worried about physical fitness. Was it because of the smoking? Was it because of the diners and that fast food was starting? But wow. If anybody would look at the kids of today, they'd be like, whoa. And so when you look at, you know, some of the things kids had to do, you know, it was, you know, it to me, it I don't think it was barbaric. I think these kids had to, you know, you should be able to run. No, when you need, you know, God forbid, I don't know if you saw some of the footage of the Supernova festival in Israel when Hamas came and started shooting and attacking and abducting and raping. I mean, people ran. People had to run. Now, in Israel, there is a big focus on physical fitness, and most residents do have to have some military. They have mandatory military enrollment, and there's a lot of exercise there as well. But, you know, I think Barack Obama in 2012 swapped the presidential fitness test for something known as the fitness gram, which I guess has to do more with individuals' overall health. But the mile run. You know, when you were supposed to cover a mile, I remember being able to do a mile in 6 minutes as a kid. And that was pretty good. I believe you had to be under 8 minutes. If you did it under 8 minutes, you passed. If you couldn't run the mile in 8 minutes, then, you know, you didn't pass. Boys were considered exceptional if they could do it in less than 6 minutes and 6 seconds. Oh, anything below 10 minutes for girls was above average, 7 minutes for boys. For younger children, 8 to 9 minutes was considered pretty good. In terms of sit-ups or curl-ups, and this has been reported by Daily Mail, you had to be able to lie on the ground with your knees bent, somebody holding your feet to the ground. Now, I had to also be able to do sit-ups without anybody holding my feet. It's easier to do when somebody holds your feet down. So I remember somebody had to hold our feet down, but if you could do it without somebody holding your feet, you had phenomenal core strength. And your arms had to be either crossed over your chest or behind your head, and you had to perform as many as you could. If you were able to do in 1 minute 44 to 55, that was pretty damn good. 30 to 40 was average. Being able to do 30 to 40 sit-ups was considered average. Do you think the average kid, your kids, your nephews, nieces, grandchildren, could do that now? Pull-ups were hard. For me, pull-ups were difficult. I didn't have a lot of upper body strength. You had to be able to pull your chin up to higher than the bar. There wasn't necessarily a time limit, but you had to perform as many pull-ups as you could. If a woman was able to do 3, she was pretty athletic. Boys had to do at least 6. Now, you know, I bring this up there was also parallel lines, and you had to place two blocks of wood, 30 feet apart, I guess, chalkboard erasers, and you had to start on one line and run as fast as you could to the pieces of wood, pick one up, run back to the starting line, place a block around the line, so there were lots of these tasks. And the reason why they had them is because in the 60s, you now have the children of World War II. We were also going into Vietnam. Well, we had started Vietnam, the Vietnam War had started. But I think the president was worried that after World War II, families and kids got a little lazy. More people had cars at the time. Now, I might have walked to a bus stop or things like that, but more people in the 60s were using cars. And so, yes, I think physical fitness was starting to become an issue. Now, it's horrifying. What I see, what kids can't do, I see kids trying to help their parents carry bags or groceries or things at Target, and the parents are like, just give it to me, I'll do it. Why can't the kid carry a small box, a light box that's under 5 pounds? We've blown off physical fitness. We've blown it off. Our focus now is just completely... In fact, I think there's a school that is now under fire because they had... I guess they were teaching sex ed and they were showing dildos and things like that and sex aids. I understand that sex is very important for us adults. But can we maybe swap some of the hours and hours of curriculum on sex in schools to physical fitness? I don't understand our priorities these days. Childhood obesity is crippling. It's crippling them. It's crippling the adult population. It's crippling our healthcare population. And it's crippling our national security. And we cannot have obesity prevent us from being the strongest, healthiest nation in the world. Now, whenever we talk about it, do we ever get encouragement from public officials? No. We get told we're fat shaming. We're not fat shaming. All of a sudden, we've come up with a new sort of narrative that says we're discriminating. It's about everything we're doing is discriminating. See, I thought if you have a patient and they could be in poor health and be at risk for diabetes, you're being discriminatory by blowing it off and letting them be in the dark about their health issues. But if you explain to them that they could be overweight and this overweight can hurt them, now you're fat shaming. So there's lots of medical professionals that go, I just don't even bring it up. I was at a recent conference and they were talking about obesity and they're like, I don't want to be accused of fat shaming. If they don't realize they're overweight, that's on them. That's not the way we do medicine. If you come in to me, I have to tell you, you're getting too much sun. You need to protect your skin. You need to get more exercise. Your bones are getting thin. You need to eat more vegetables. You need to cut back on the alcohol. You need to stop smoking. That's what we doctors are supposed to do. Now we're bridled with all this political correctness where it's, can you maybe think about, I told you how I had to talk about obesity with my patients. I would be like, look, this has been your weight over the past few years. Just want to show you the trends. We could reverse this. I get curvy. The BMI might not be as, the best sort of metric. But I am concerned because also look at your cholesterol numbers. Look at your diabetes numbers. We got to do something. I mean, there's a way you could talk about it without being accused of fat shaming. But we got to do our jobs in the schools as parents, as physicians and medical providers. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
What? What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. For the first time since 1972, a U.S.-built space lander's touchdown on the surface of the moon. Houston-based Intuitive Machines will use its Odysseus spacecraft to collect lunar data in an effort to assist NASA in its next moonshot later this decade. Odysseus will spend about 1 week collecting data until it loses power. The bidding war for a rare 14-karat gold Lego piece found at a Pennsylvania Goodwill is over. The piece called the Bionicle Golden Kanohaihao Mask sold for $18,101. It was originally posted on shopgoodwill.com for $14.95. The Lego piece was found by workers at the warehouse in Dubois and is believed to be the only one of 30 that exist. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, I've been very, very mixed with what we did with COVID. And now that we've had studies come out saying these vaccines have more risks than were reported, but the risks were still far less than COVID, I want public officials to learn a lesson. I don't think they will. I think we have this double downing. Nobody wants to admit they made a mistake in terms of mandating a vaccine that was experimental. They'll still double down and say, well, COVID was worse. And, you know, as a doctor and as a radio host, I do have to be as honest as 100% allows. I cannot BS anybody. And seeing patients who did get very, very sick from COVID and die, seeing blood clots from COVID, seeing kids with myocarditis. In fact, we have a family friend who lost a son to COVID-related myocarditis. COVID did kill. COVID is not killing as much right now. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank God. But it was really bad at the time. And people had wanted me to say, look, it's not that bad. It's not a big deal. And at first, I thought there was a lot of hype. And I saw politicians take advantage. Now, I never said COVID was not serious, but I really wanted to be a part of the group of doctors that wanted to kind of minimize the hype and minimize the chaos that was going to ensue. And what I saw, and I don't know what this phenomenon is called, but do you have friends or family members who get a twinkle in their eye when drama happens or when something bad happens? You know, I don't know how to explain what that phenomenon is, where peace and things being status quo, and there are people that don't like it. They want to say they lived through the chaos. And they will sometimes turn up the heat and they attract the drama, they spur more of the drama. And I saw individuals almost liking this. And then you saw more people like it. I even heard the phrase, and you guys heard this, I was about to get fired, or I had to do this job, or I had to take this test, and quote-unquote, thank God for COVID. Have you heard anybody say thank God for COVID? I can't tell you how many people I heard say that. And I'm like, you got to be flipping kidding me. COVID killed. COVID was one of the worst things that we dealt with in our current generation. That in the current last few years that caused lockdowns, you know, people being sidelined, the medical sequelae, the deaths that are going to follow because people didn't go to the doctor. People now use this as an excuse to lock up and stay home. And now I have patients that have not gotten a pap smear or their prostate checked or their colonoscopy since COVID or even their mammogram. This is deadly. And it's deadly because I think we had individuals who loved the drama. They're like, sorry, we have to lock down. I live in southern Nevada. So we have a gorgeous mountainous range that's about 20 minutes from my house called Red Rock Canyon. And so when we had to lock down, I'm like, family, let's go hiking. We got to get outdoors. We got to get some vitamin D. We'll be out and about, but not around others. Let's go for a hike. It was closed. A mountainous range was closed to the public. What? Listen, yeah, I understand that I only had 11 years of postgraduate training in medicine and not 15. I get 11 years might not be as much as one or two people at the CDC, but really? You're closing down a mountain range? Well, didn't somebody get in trouble paddleboarding in California? And there was nobody around. So these rules were arbitrary, random, and anybody who tried to question it got silenced. Well, you know, I've been honest with you from the beginning. I think COVID for some people will kill. COVID for other people won't do anything. As we've seen in nature, there's a sad but truth of a survival of the fittest. If you have the genes to overcome this, your progeny may have genes to overcome it. If you sadly die, it could end some of your ability to propagate. And so we need help. In modern medicine, we have evolved to make modern medicine, and I am very grateful we have vaccines because I think there are individuals who really can benefit from these vaccines. But many of you are mad and you're reaching out because some of these vaccines have been found to have side effects. We've all known that. I said from the beginning the vaccines have side effects. Everything has side effects. Your over-the-counter pain reliever has side effects. And you had to make a judgment call. And the mistake many of us made is, one, we let the government do what it did. Two, we surrendered to the government. When Joe Biden said, if you get the vaccine, you won't get COVID, that was one of the biggest pieces of misinformation I ever heard. And so, you have to do your own research. But then what happened to our research? I would look on the internet to see what's available to my patients, and boy, was it skewed. Fortunately, I could access clinical trials and case reports on ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. Fascinating data. But it only appeared to have a lot of efficacy if it was before the virus took hold. So once you're in the hospital setting and you're already in the cytokine storm, the mechanism of actions of ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine was pre-viral replication or pre-endosomal. I think hydroxychloroquine acidified the endosome of how the cell phagocytized the virus and brought it in, you know, through the receptor. So there was, the data was fascinating. Did it mean that it would work for everybody? Maybe, no. But it was definitely worth a conversation. And so here we are, being told by the World Health Organization that Syndrome X or a Disease X is coming. They don't know what it is, although I really would, you know, like to see this passion, you know, when COVID came out. I'm still wondering how the World Health Organization slept on the job with that one. But I get they're busy. They can't watch China and every lab, but there should have been better lab protocols if this ended up being a leak, which I believe it was. Was it the first time China leaked? Back in 2002, Singapore Health Ministry had said that the first SARS outbreak in 2002 was a leak from a China lab. Then a year or two later, a few more people died from SARS after a leak from the virus in China, and some people got fired in their China equivalent to our CDC. So what I want to see now that we're at the 4.5-year mark from when the virus was, actually the 3.5-year mark when the virus was leaked. I think the virus was leaked August of 2019. So yeah, 4.5-year mark, because by August it would be year 5. I want to know what we're doing with all the pharmacies, right? What information are we gleaning from the vaccines? What else do we have in our coffers that we could use besides COVID or molnupiravir? And I'm sorry for silencing any doctors that wanted to be truthful with the patients and with their listeners. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there has been this stomach bug that I have been seeing since October. I can't tell you how many patients have been calling with nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. And because many people are going through telemedicine, we're not really getting the true diagnosis of what it is. Is it COVID? Diarrhea? Is it Salmonella, E. coli, Listeria? There's a Listeria outbreak that has caused multiple dairy products to be recalled. Is it norovirus, which is a very, very violent sort of diarrhea. In fact, has been responsible for the SS Stinkies when people go on a cruise ship and then the whole cruise seems to get sick with this. But CDC is showing that we're having a rise in norovirus. This causes some pretty, pretty bad diarrhea and vomiting. Right now, the thick of it is in the Northeast. The latest data from CDC shows 14% of tests in that region have come up positive for norovirus since the start of February, up from 4% in November. Nationwide, cases are rising. They are finding 12% of swabs detecting norovirus compared to 9% in November. Now, norovirus will cause cruises to stop, schools to lock down, hospitals to sometimes have to shut. It's bad. And it could spread like wildfire. And what's fascinating about these bugs is usually a GI bug that we get. You get from something called oral fecal route, where if you get something in your mouth from somebody else's feces, that can make you sick. But I got to tell you, when I see a virus like norovirus spread that quickly, I almost wonder if maybe it's a little bit more like COVID, where you could get it airborne. And that's not something that I want you to put in writing, but it's a thought I've had when I've seen so many people get sick. I've seen families where everybody gets sick. And so when moms and dads say, look, but we all have been washing our hands, we don't share utensils, there is no way an oral fecal route existed in our house, a doctor might tell them, yeah, but maybe you touched a wall and somebody might not have washed their hands good enough, and then you touched the wall and then you touched your mouth. Now, and I mean, that is possible. I mean, we do touch our mouths. You know, maybe the kids helped you with the dishes and didn't wash their hands. But I got to tell you, when I see the speed at which these things go through the house, I just wonder if some of these viruses have figured out how to get to you more airborne than oral fecal. So once you know that somebody is vomiting and diarrhea around you, make sure you wash your hands. Make sure you try to avoid anything they touch. And understand that there's a good chance that you could get it if it is norovirus. So we have a lot of kids missing school. I've had to send kids to the ER because they've been very, very dehydrated. And norovirus can also cause abdominal pain. This abdominal pain could be severe cramping, but the abdominal pain could be anywhere in the abdomen, which also makes it very tricky for us over the phone to discern what you have. Because when somebody says they have pain around their belly button, it's called periumbilical pain when it's around the belly button. Well, that could be a stomach bug, but that could also be the start of appendicitis. Some people who have an appendicitis attack, it might start or you feel pain around the belly button. And then within 12 hours, it might localize towards the right lower quadrant of your abdomen. And for some people, it might just stay around the belly button. I've diagnosed appendicitis with some people having pain on the left. So if you're having abdominal pain, that abdominal pain, if it's periumbilical, could still be appendicitis. If it's lower abdominal pain, it could still be appendicitis or a colitis or a diverticulitis. Could be a UTI, could be pelvic inflammatory disease. Many of you get epigastric pain. Epigastric pain is under the ribs, above the belly button, kind of in the center of your stomach. That's where you might have pain if you have an inflamed pancreas. You could have pain there if you're passing gallstones. You could have pain there if you have an ulcer or if you have a stomach bug. If we move a little bit more to the right, now we could be looking at gallstones, an infected gallbladder, hepatitis. To the left might be a little bit more of an ulcer, or also issues that could be involving maybe your kidney, ureter, top of the colon. So don't diagnose yourself. Now, some people will say, well, if there's vomiting and diarrhea, it's a stomach bug. You could get diarrhea from a variety of things. It doesn't necessarily have to be a stomach bug. So if you're having abdominal pain and vomiting, I've even seen heart attacks present that way, and I'm not trying to scare you guys, but I have had people misdiagnose themselves over and over again over the phone, and I have to tell them, you got to get checked out. And luckily, some of them write back saying you were right. In fact, I had one person say he had a diverticulitis, and he wants antibiotics, and the left side of his abdomen hurt. And diverticulitis is where these pockets of the colon on the left side of your colon get inflamed, can get infected, can perforate. So diverticulitis we take seriously. Now, we always used to diagnose you on exam, history, and physical, and then we might get a CAT scan to ensure that there's no abscess or perforation. Now, people are being treated for diverticulitis over the phone. Well, I had a patient who called in, and I said, look, I know you think you have diverticulitis because you've had it before, but something doesn't sound right. I want you to get checked for COVID because you've been sick. I want to make sure this isn't COVID-related. Well, he wrote me the next day thanking me. It's rare when people thank you because they're always complaining about something. But he was really grateful. And he said, I didn't have diverticulitis. I had a renal vein thrombosis, meaning I had COVID. He said I was right about him having COVID. He had gotten a blood clot from that COVID that was causing back pressure of the kidney. He could have gone into kidney failure if he would have just taken a week-long antibiotic given over the phone. So we need to do a much better job of getting more ideal diagnoses and also not trying to bias the medical provider. People will call up saying, hi, I have this, give me my antibiotic. And if the doctor's in a hurry, they're like, absolutely fine, here you go, next call. No. Right? Don't diagnose yourself. I can't tell you how. I'm a physician, and even I was wrong. I didn't realize I was in menopause. I thought I was in perimenopause. I didn't think I was in full-blown menopause. But I go to my doctor and I tell her I'm having some trouble sleeping. She's like, you're in menopause. I'm like, no, I'm peri. And when doctors argue, it's not pretty. And she just gives me a look like, and I'm like, I'll shut up. Go ahead. If you think I'm in full-blown menopause, go ahead. And boy, was she right. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm too young for this. So, have an open mind. Is COVID causing vomiting and diarrhea? Yes, it is. There's some articles that are incorrect that I'm seeing circulate right now saying COVID is usually about the cough, about the runny nose. There's GI COVID. Remember I told you there were seven kind of categories of symptoms that were being discussed early on in COVID, and there was the GI cluster? Because people were asking, why the heck was China doing rectal swabs for COVID? Well, because diarrhea and vomiting was a symptom of COVID. This latest strain of COVID, we're also seeing pink eye. So if you're having pink eye, get yourself checked for that. So if you are having any sort of stomach bug, one, get yourself checked out or at least consult a medical provider, even if it's telemedicine, if you can't get into an in-person doctor. Don't bias them saying, okay, I think I have diverticulitis or I think I have this. You could say, look, in the past I've had diverticulitis, in the past I've had COVID, in the past I've had this, but these are my symptoms. Let the doctor try to start with a fresh, a fresh canvas. Hydrate. You have to hydrate. Wash your hands. Listen to your body. And don't overdo it with the anti-diarrheals because your body might be trying to get whatever bug out. 1-877-DR-DOLLY.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.